for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Geelong Marine World, Josh.
Yeah, we've got Steele alongside us. Steele, firstly, congratulations and thanks for joining us on K-Rook Footy. You've played in a few prelims now. I bet you don't get sick of playing in front of 90,000 and winning games of footy like that.
No, definitely not. I think when you're not there, it makes you realise how lucky we are to be in this position, and it's definitely something that I'll never get sick of, that's for sure.
Are you pleasantly surprising yourselves every week? It just feels like some of the footy world are just expecting you guys to fall away each week, and you just keep producing it. Internally, are you surprising yourselves every week?
I think we've done it for long enough now that it's no surprise. You know, the rise that we've had this year has been great, but, you know, like anything, we've got more to go in us. I guess we're only at the start, I feel.
Steele, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ben Castanilia and Mark Neal talking to you from the K-Rock Box for Geelong Marine World. Talk to us about just resetting after the disappointment of the qualifying final last Saturday night. How quickly do you have to move on, and what role do you play as one of the more senior players with the younger members of the group in ensuring the focus shifts pretty quickly to your next opponent?
Yeah, I mean, it was very disappointing. We played a great game last week, but clearly come up short, and you don't have time to, feel sorry for yourself, soak it up a little bit. I probably found myself on the Sunday, the day after, in that position, but a message from the coach sort of snapped me out of that, and I think the best thing was getting back into the footy club and getting back to work, and we've had a great week of prep this week, and I think it showed out there tonight.
We've talked about some great new names at different clubs this year as recruits. Tyson Stengel's one that stands out. Will Brody over at Fremantle. But why are we not talking about Patrick Lipinski and the impact he's had? He's played every game this year, and he's really played a key role in getting you guys to where you are.
Yeah, he has, Pat. And, it's probably nice that no one talks about him. He definitely gets the praise that he deserves at our footy club. But one of Paddy's strengths is his run, and he really connects that mid and forward role, and he's someone that very much playing alongside.
For Geelong Marine World's powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Collingwood star Steele Sidebottom, he's his former assistant coach Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
G'day Steele, congratulations buddy.
Thanks Neildy, cheers.
Hey mate, you've played in some good sides in your career. We were trying to describe the way that you played at half time, and we've sort of found ourselves thinking as though we were contradicting ourselves. We kept saying, gee, they move the ball so quickly, yet they look so composed. Is that a fair description of how you go about it when you get the footy in your hands?
Yeah, a little bit. I think probably towards the back half of the ground, it's probably a little bit more maybe live play, and then closer to goal, we like to compose and probably give our forwards and backs time to reset again. So, I guess we are composed, but we certainly like to play that daring kind of footy as well.
Well, it looks fantastic. It must be fantastic to be a part of it. A couple of other things. I reckon you'd be really hard to coach against and play against. There just seems to be such a spread of responsibility across the group. You don't really rely on one individual, but all of a sudden, you've had so many wins this year. It's like you've got your responsibility is spread right throughout the whole field. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's great not having to, rely on someone every week. And, we've had 22, if not 23, when we've needed it every week, play their role. And I think even during the week, like our VFL aren't playing anymore. They've bailed out. But, the work that they can do for us during the week is, it puts us in positions to be able to go out there and perform. So it's not just the guys out on the field. It's a whole squad effort.
Still, when Bo McCreary gets the ball at training, you just point to a teammate and say, look, you chase him and I'll wait over here.
Yeah, well, luckily enough, at training, usually he's on my team as well. But, when he gets the ball, I'd love nothing more than seeing him tuck it under his wing and take off, because he's got some wheels, that's for sure.
And Ash Johnson, he didn't have huge numbers tonight, but he actually kicked three behinds, but he just has a knack for sort of getting involved at certain times, and he's really dangerous when the ball gets in his area.
Yeah, he is, and you would see he's a very exciting player and can sort of pull things out of the hat. But, but probably hitting the scoreboard wasn't Ash's night tonight, but let's hope that he can do it next week.
Congratulations too, last week I saw some vision I think it was a young girl obviously facing some challenges in life just before you ran out through the banner. It was fantastic for me. I think you sort of set the tone and the rest of the group. And I just recall seeing it in the hours after the game, and it was fantastic stuff from you and the footy club.
Yeah, it was great, and I think that's the position we're in. We're so fortunate to be able to have such an effect on people, and we love being able to involve. We were about to play one of the biggest games of our lives, if not, but for the boys to, you know, put what was it, maybe a couple of minutes aside and really make that girl's night enjoyable is, you know, it's special for all of us.
Steele, David Mundy, he's a fellow Murray Bush Rangers graduate. I know a few years in front of you out of the Bushies, but I know it's a tight-knit group out there, having lived in Shepparton myself and seeing a few of you boys come through. But can you give us a few words about his career and how you've viewed it from afar?
Yeah, well, he's clearly an absolute star. And I mean, if it's up to him, he'd probably still go. It almost looks like he hasn't really slowed down too much. He's a very smooth mover. And someone who, you know, you really want the ball in their hands. He's such an elite user, and you know, clearly will go down as one of the greats of the game.
What's happening in the Telegroupner part of the world these days?
Hopefully they're at my brother's shed tonight. Tally West Tavern, they call it. Hopefully celebrating the Mighty Pies.
Absolutely. Steele, always a pleasure to talk to you on K-Rock Football. We wish you the very best of luck in the preliminary final, and for your sake, hopefully we're calling a lot of Collingwood names come the last Saturday in September.
Thank you. Let's hope so.
Steele Sidebottom joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.